I'd like to welcome chefs Darren Templeman and Dylan Carter to part of my series of informal chats. We're at the Goldfish Bowl in Armidale for the first pop-up where Darren and Dylan have worked together. Can you tell us what you've discovered, Darren, so far in your produce tours?
So far we've been around farms and the amount of people that we've met has just been phenomenal. The produce that the land has is just exceptional, and completely been blown away by people's excitement with what we're doing up here. And yeah, we just can't wait. We really can't wait to get started on the food that we've procured today.
Can you tell us some of the really interesting things you've found, where the stand has been better than you thought, or exceptional?
Well, it's all been exceptional, but the standout has definitely been Bindu, a young 83-year-old lady growing Asian greens pretty much in the middle of nowhere on the other side of the Armidale State Forest.
It's an extraordinary story, isn't it?
You just got to see it to believe it. Otherwise, you think I was telling you a story.
So how much land is she on out there?
It's a pretty big patch, but the way she's designed her house is very Japanese style. It's very zen. There's lots of bamboo, and she has a koi pool actually underneath her house, which you can actually view from inside the house. It's just phenomenal.
You're using a fair amount of her produce at the pop-up. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you're using from her?
For sure. We started off by all the edible flowers from her. So Mitsuba flowers, chili flowers. We've gone from baby lettuce, baby radicchio. We've even taken a special kind of Asian green, which she has been experimenting with as such. So that's going to be on the lamb dish as well. All the ruby chards coming from her. Oh, we just spent baby leeks as well. We just spent about 2 hours at the property today, and it was just, we were harvesting ourselves for what we required for the dinner, and she was like, just take what you need and just go with it. And she was so happy to be part of it.
She supplies a collective called the Food Shed in Armidale.
That's right, yeah, with all the salad greens. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Food Shed and how it works?
Yeah, the Food Shed is it's run by a lady called Judy, and she basically is in contact with all the farmers and local suppliers around Armidale, and offers all the locals an opportunity to buy from a cooperative or a collective from the local area, which is fantastic.
So Dylan, how's this produce tour? What have you found? What's been of interest to you?
Probably the same with Bindu. She was an amazing lady. There was these amazing eggs that we found, and these chickens that were really happy, had lots of land and were getting moved. They had a caravan that was, all the chickens would go into at night and they could lay their eggs in there. And as we were walking down, we found all this wild sheep sorrel, which it was really nice stuff, high quality.
And the llamas.
Yeah, and the llamas.
Jeez.
Protected by llamas, so they keep away the foxes. So again, it's like a natural environment with no predators, happy chickens.
So you two chefs are really living the dream in a way, because you're literally 1 degree of separation from the produce. And you were saying last night, Darren, that you're literally 20 kilometres, you've harvested everything for this pop-up.
That's right, yeah, nothing further than 20 km. So you can't get any better than that, really. And everything basically has been taken by ourselves. We've been out to the farms and we've taken, all the produce that we require for the dinners, ourselves, personally picked.
Can you tell us the concept of the menu and how you came up about that? I know what you've told me. You said you went to the produce tours first without any preconceptions, mm-hmm. to look at what you could get first. And can you tell us how the menu evolved?
Oh, the menu's changed several times, or many times over the last 24 to 48 hours, where every time we go out somewhere different, there's another ingredient, there's another personality that you wish to add to the plate. So it's been very much a rolling menu so far, but the way we've come about it is the produce is all about the star of the show and not so much about us. We're just helping it onto the plate.
And Dylan, how many pop-ups have you done so far in your career?
So I've done two so far.
Yep.
The first one you came to.
Yeah, the Wambara pop-up.
Yeah, at my house. That was a good start. And then I just did another recent one at a little place called Studio Neon, which is in Waterloo. 40 people. Yeah, it was really good.
So what do you see as the challenge of this pop-up compared to your previous two, just a day out?
Yeah, well, it's a lot. We've got a lot less prep time than I had before. And also there's sort of like, I haven't got any of the equipment, not as much equipment as I did have at those ones. It's not as close to home, so I can't just run back to home and grab some things that I need, or yeah.
At Darren's restaurant before it closed, you did a stage there for, was it a couple of weeks?
Just a couple of days.
Yeah. Okay. Can you tell us what you learnt at that in that time?
Oh yeah, he's an amazing chef. He does lots of sort of like Japanese sort of inspired things, so learn a lot from that sort of stuff. Lots of different soys and kombus and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and this pop up, you're going to have a fair responsibility in this pop up because basically you and Darren will be doing most of the prep at the moment, and Chef Adam Moore is coming in to help with service. So that in itself is going to be sort of a good challenge for yourself as a chef, and will no doubt improve you and your skills.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Have you cooked with Adam before?
Not cooked, but of course he's a great guy. I've met him lots of times, and yeah, but it should be exciting.
Can you tell us a little bit about the influence that Adam's had, because he has been a little bit of a mentor to your career?
He's done lots of things for me. He came to my first pop-up, and he's taken me out to different places, different restaurants around Sydney. He's taken me to knife shops and Japanese shops and plate shops, and yeah, he's just done heaps.
Okay. Can you talk a little bit about how you've incorporated the construct of some of the dishes, Darren?
My current trend has been leaning towards Asia, in particular Korea and Japan. Mm. So, whereas I brought up a few different ingredients, which again, the locals probably wouldn't have seen and wouldn't have tasted. So, by incorporating the local produce into these like dishes with like the beetroot dashi, organic soys, making a tofu out of fresh unpasteurized goat's milk. Again, something to give them a different view of the produce that's around here.
I guess the challenge too is making it accessible to them as well, isn't it? And it could be an educational thing for them too.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to frighten people away, but you want to keep it real, basically, and just hope they really enjoy the experience. Mm.
The reaction's been very good, considering it's almost a one-off with a regional pop-up. And so far, the first night sold out completely. Second night's literally sold out.
Yep.
And the lunch is nearly within selling out. So
yeah, I think we're pretty much there now. It's not much left, maybe two or three tables.
Has that been there encouraging that the people of Armidale have welcomed this concept so openly?
Completely embraced it. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that, of how, as you've gone around Armidale, what the people have been like? And
yeah, the local media here have really taken it on board as well. So, there's been a lot of chitter chatter about what's happening. We've had a few radio interviews now as well for ABC Rural. So again, we've got one lady who's driving 3 hours to come here for Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah, three hours.
Fantastic.
So, it's really captured a wide audience, not just the locals. So it's really good for the area.
You've cooked in some very good kitchens throughout the world and been inspired by very good chefs, great chefs even. This is the most excited I've seen you for a long time, and you've really embraced this whole concept and there's little gain for you in it, because really anyone who's coming out to do this type of thing is doing it for the love of it, for the passion of it. Can you tell us what the inspiration's been behind, the driving force behind it?
The people of Armidale, the producers of Armidale. End of the day, for us to come all the way from Sydney to Armidale and to showcase their produce and show complete respect to them as a community is fantastic. And it really is about just us showing off, but not showing off our skill, but showing off our skill of the techniques that we can use and with the produce that's around here. So look, it's just been phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
I was surprised when you mentioned there isn't a local farmers market in Armidale. That's true?
That's very true, yeah. I mean, there's the collective from the food shed, but that's only open 3 or 4 days a week. And apart from that, that's it. I mean, I think the other one nearest is in Tamworth, which is, as you know, about an hour away, I think.
Mm. Yeah. So Dylan, from what you've seen around Armidale, you would see that... would you imagine that a produce market would do very well in Armidale?
Oh, of course. There's just amazing produce everywhere. Yeah. So I don't know why I can't showcase them in my spot, but there's some great places around here that you can still get it, like the collective.
Yeah.
We're just talking before prep's actually started. Can you just tell us some of the challenges you'll have in preparations? I mean, you've constructed the menu, you've collected the produce, but some of the challenges of working in a different kitchen and how you're going to embrace those?
That's a tough question, really, because, you know, once we're in there and we're working away, you know, we have to, you know, to use our brains, basically, and, you know, to work out how we're going to, you know, basically feed 125 people for 2 days. And, yeah, it's going to be a great challenge.
I noticed there's a wood-fired oven. We're actually at the Goldfish Bowl, by the way, which is, you mentioned earlier, they do fantastic bread and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you tell us a little about, just a bit about them first? And
it's probably one of the, probably the best cafe in Armidale. They have a beautiful wood-fired oven, which they wood-fire their own sourdough breads. Again, different variations on the sourdough theme. The best coffee I've had being regional. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. So there was some feedback on Twitter with the same thing, where someone said it was the best cafe they had.
Mm-hmm.
They'd been to in Armidale, and yeah. So I actually look forward to trying that. So, how do you... you mentioned before that there's a possibility of taking this concept to other regional centres. And with the welcome you've got from the people of Armidale, do you see this having momentum or traction elsewhere?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. We've really been embraced well by the locals, and, you know, to take it to Tamworth, to take it to anywhere in New South Wales or Australia, really, and to even get other chefs on board and bring other, you know, other voices into the equation.
Darren, I've noticed that a lot of chefs in Sydney have been watching on social media with interest about this concept, and already a couple have mentioned that they'd be interested in working in a cost pop-up. Is that encouraging from your perspective that already there's been interest at the local level and that your peers are interested in this?
Yes, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the more chefs that get out there and, you know, offer their services to the, you know, the people who are working the land, people who are, you know, putting a lot of hard yards into supplying, you know, produce for these chefs to use in the cities, get back and pay a little bit back, for sure.
Is it, in many ways, it's getting back to the very core of what you do. I mean, and it's taking out, you know, a lot of the distractions, and it's getting back to the absolute essence of cooking. You're basically getting local produce, you're not intervening or standing in the way of it, and cooking it for the people who have produced it in many ways. That must be an amazing feeling.
Oh, it makes you feel very proud as well, you know, to be working with these people and be standing side by side and seeing how much hardship they have on the land as well, you know, with the drought. When you drive around, you know, in the rural areas, you see, you know, a lot of debris from the dead trees, there's no grass, people are having to sell the cattle because there's no feed. You know, it's a shame, because at the end of the day, these guys are, it's passion, they're driven by passion, and, you know, when, you know, natural circumstances dictate they have to trim back, you know, it hurts them, you know, hurts their pride, it hurts, you know, it's not just about hurting the pocket. So to come up here and to cook for these people and to stand, say, side by side with them is very humbling.
Does it refocus your priorities as a chef? Is it almost one of those moments where you go back and you think, well, this is what I started this for, this is what I wanted to do? And...
Yes, for sure, because at the end of the day, there's no bigger connection than a producer and a chef. You know, once you have that together, then it's pretty much harmonious.
Any thoughts on that, Dylan, yourself?
Well, yeah, it's incredibly inspiring. Yeah, I've got so many ideas just from walking around and meeting all these people, and yeah, pretty much come up with a whole other menu just from these things.
Because
yeah.
When you've done your pop-up, the Wambara pop-up, I guess I talked earlier about 1 degree of separation, or 1 degree of separation, even though you had this produce coming into you, you were still sort of at arm's length from it.
Yeah.
And now you're actually going out to where it's grown and these people who are making it, and all these people have their own stories,
yeah.
As you've seen. They're all different, they've all got their own... journey of how they've got there, and has that been of interest to inspiration to you?
Yeah, very much so. All the stories, and even just going down, and I've never been to a garden before this, so
really,
like, yep. Apart from like Biota, yep. And stuff, but yep. Going down, like, picking your own vegetables and stuff like that, it's pretty inspiring.
Do you think it'll change the way that that you look at food in the short term, in the long term?
Definitely, yeah. I would like to go out to more farms and visit people, and yeah, just so many ideas from it.
And I think a lot of chefs too, I mean, I know I've spoken to Darren once about even looking at, you know, going to abattoirs, even looking at how things are culled, that it gives you a greater respect for the animal, that, you know, a lot of young chefs, and everything arrives in a Cryovac packet.
is pretty much gets bypassed, really. And you know, end of the day, for any young chef, or any chef really, to actually go out and to spend a day in an abattoir and understand what actually happens, what actually goes on within those four walls of an abattoir, it's really important, because you walk away with a newfound respect for everything, absolutely, for life.
And there's no, I guess, when you're actually cooking it, there's no complacency in as far as that process too. It's a newfound respect for it.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wish you both luck. I know that three chefs that I respect a lot. I mean, Darren's food I've eaten for a very long time. I'm absolutely excited about Chef Adam Moore coming down. He's a person who gives so much to the industry, and there's every reason why he shouldn't be here. Adam's been to America recently, just come off a plane, and he's basically coming out at his own cost and time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also shows a lot about his commitment to the industry as well. And it's fantastic. Young Dylan is being mentored by both yourself and Adam, and that's exciting for you, Dylan.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck in the pop up. You're about to start prep very shortly.
I hope.
And I look forward to the people of Armidale, and I will speak to some of them and ask them what they thought of it, because it's going to be interesting getting their feedback as well, because it's totally not just about your perception of how you produce it.
No,
it's sure. Their produce, and
yeah.
And how fantastic would it be if they came out with a greater, almost awareness of what's around them.
And it's going to be a greater point of difference to what they have around them as well. So, yes, hopefully it's going to be a really good experience all around.
Yeah, okay.
Already is a win. A win on our side. We can't lose now.
I think it's the most, yeah. I mean, just I sit on the outside of the food industry, but it's probably the most exciting thing that I've been involved in. And I've seen the enthusiasm in you. I've seen it in Adam, and I've seen Dylan. And it's a credit to the three of you. You've actually given your time to make this thing happen. And otherwise, without that, this doesn't happen at all. You know, it's a story that's just left.
Yeah.
And no one knows about. So hopefully it's a positive thing for the people of Armidale, for you as chefs to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to seeing what comes out on the plate.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you, Dylan, and thank you, Darren.
Cheers.
Cheers.